Regina.
I mean, it is 5:32. What else are you going to be doing? You know what I mean?
Drinking coffee.
Drinking coffee. That's right.
I happen to, I'm waiting for my laundry to get done because I get to work from home today. Got a sick child and a wife that's out of town, so.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have your hair? Did you have, you got a thing wrapped on your head?
No, if I told you what I was wearing, you'd believe me.
Yeah, I don't want to know what you're wearing.
Well, it's laundry day, so.
Yeah, okay. I got the picture. This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Yeah, you've already drawn the picture. Okay. Well, I didn't. Now, to answer your question, I know you didn't really ask one yet, but I think you're going to. How much snow did I? I didn't get a bunch. I mean,
you didn't get a bunch.
Not a.
See, I. Old.
I
old
might
Steve,
have an inch. I don't know.
I did think about going out and snow blowing, but then I'm like, I'm not even going into work. And I think we only really met one neighbor in the new cul-de-sac where we live.
Yeah.
And I think they like us, and I don't want them to stop liking us if I'm out there snow blowing at 4 a.m. So I am going to – I'm going to try to do it at like 7 when we get a couple minutes. Uh-huh. Just because run out there and
okay.
Before Bennett wakes up.
Sure, you go ahead and do that. And we're going to start our show with a round of applause for our birthday girl.
Oh.
Tracy's birthday today. So here we go. Sunny 101.5.
On it by herself.
Yeah. Right.
And sure. And he's going, oh, man, like this isn't good. You know, I mean, he kind of panicked. He got on the next bus and just wasn't sure how this was all going to transpire. Well, She had gotten off at the park by herself. And so at the right park, and he connected
with
her.
Do you have little doggy tokens to get?
So how smart is she?
It's all on her pad on her paw. She just holds it
up. Oh, okay. It's like, all right.
You might wonder what kind of dog she is.
Yes.
That's exactly what my husband.
Can I guess?
My husband was like, how, you know, what
yeah,
dog
we should
is
try
that
guess
smart?
Guess,
okay, guess
go
the breed.
Ahead. Go ahead. Guess the breed.
I'm guessing Jack Russell.
No. No, they'd never let that little dog on a bus.
What are you saying?
I'm going to say Alaskan sheepdog.
Now, she is a black lab and mastiff mix.
Okay.
So,
oh, that's a big dog.
Yes, she is a big dog. And this is so cute. I'm going to post the story on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy page. But you see her sitting in the bus seat. She just looks like a person.
Just
I mean,
like,
she sits
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
That's right. So since that
you
day.
You know where I'm going.
The owner realized he can always catch up with her. She can ride those three or four stops on the D line on her own. She always knows where to get off.
Uh-huh.
And so he attached a bus pass to her collar. And,
Hey, bus driver. The dog's working on how to communicate with the bus driver. Hey, can you stop off at PetSmart real quick?
Yeah. I got to pick up a few
things. So true. And you bring up the point of the bus driver because ideally she should be on a leash.
Yeah.
As per, you know, the county.
Right.
But they say that the dogs can be on public transportation at the discretion of the driver. And the drivers love her.
So
and the riders love her. They just say she makes everybody happy.
Sounds like a done deal there.
Man, that's cool.
Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right. 6:53. Jack, Steve, Tracy,
yep.
Bennett.
Yeah, he's not up yet.
Oh, Ben is not up yet. Okay.
But I will tell you this. The monitor ran out of battery, so I'm like constantly checking my phone.
Oh, I see. You need batteries this morning?
No, I got to like plug it in.
Oh, okay.
And of course, it's in the bedroom. So.
Okay.
Well, I thought he was going to live forever, but legendary movie actor Kirk Douglas has died at the age of 103.
103.
Man, what a long, good life, huh? Son Michael Douglas announced the news yesterday on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
The actor started his career in the 40s, starring in over 90 movies, including Spartacus. nominated for 3 Oscars and won an honorary Oscar in 1996. President Jimmy Carter gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1981.
Wow.
Can you imagine Jack, you could. I was going to say starting a career in the 40s.
No, I can't imagine that.
No.
I mean, and then still throughout, I mean, I think, was it a few weeks ago, Jack, I looked up his his movie resume on Internet Movie Database, and it was unreal.
Yes.
Impressive.
He did a lot.
Well, after revealing that her breast cancer has returned, Shannon Doherty isn't holding anything back about it in a lawsuit she just filed against an insurance company.
Oh.
The first line of a lawsuit she's filed against State Farm says plaintiff Shannon Doherty is dying of stage 4 terminal cancer, and she can't live out the remaining years peacefully because she is battling State Farm over the cost of home repairs following a fire at her L.A. home. Doherty was first diagnosed with breast cancer in March of 2015, but announced her remission in April of 2017. So sad.
Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom will reportedly walk down the aisle this spring. Okay, their wedding is supposedly in April. They're going to have a destination wedding and a local wedding party. The insider claims that Katy wants to have her first baby soon after they get married, not wasting any time. Oh, Hailey Bieber reveals why she and husband Justin waited a year after eloping to throw their big wedding bash in South Carolina. I think that was kind of one of those moments that we were all going, huh, it's been a year. She says when they first got married, they were just kind of figuring out their life together. Having a wedding in the middle of all of that would have been hectic and stressful. And then she adds that they were also just dealing with Justin's Lyme disease.
Yeah.
And he wasn't healthy and going through that and then trying to be planning a wedding. It just didn't all fit. So I can understand that. Well, Nick Jonas says he was humbled by his recent Spinachgate moment at the Grammys. Have you guys heard of this? Because I somehow missed it.
No, Spinachgate.
Yeah, so he had spinach stuck in his teeth while he was performing at the show.
Oh, that's good.
Spinachgate.
Oh, man.
Like Watergate.
His older brothers, Joe and Kevin, say they had done a teeth check before the gig, but they forgot to include Nick.
Yes.
Oh, he took it in stride, calling it funny and a little embarrassing. And he said, you know what? It wasn't Joe and Kevin's job to check my teeth.
Well, and you know what? If you just have a cheeseburger once in a while,
man.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about spinach game.
So he said, right. You can be having the best year of your career at the top of your game, performing on the Grammys as a nominee, and still have spinach in your teeth. Love it.
It sounds happens like, to everyone.
Exactly. He has had a great attitude about it. All righty. And celebrating a birthday
today. You
know,
you'd never find him between my teeth, right?
No, you'd have like smoked chub.
No.
There'd be a fish somehow stuck in between your teeth.
But you'd never find an eggplant in my teeth.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow is National Wear Red Day to raise awareness for heart disease in women.
Okay.
So we should all keep that in mind. And let's see who's celebrating a birthday.
Something
today.
Red at home, I'm sure I do.
Today, Axl Rose is celebrating a birthday.
Wait a minute. Hold on now.
Wait. Yep, we need a song.
Did you say Axl Rose?
I said Axl Rose.
That's what you said, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have one thing to say about that.
Welcome
Love
to
it.
My birthday.
Yeah.
We're all going to eat cake.
Welcome to my birthday.
Yeah.
It will be great.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm 58. I don't know.
Well, you just said 58.
I'm gonna go 58.
I'm going to go a little older. I'm going to say 60.
I don't think he's that old.
58.
Yeah.
Nice job.
You picked the right song, because if you would have picked the other one, I would have never rhymed.
I know. I must have. That one must have done it.
You know what? We both get credit for that one.
Okay.
Oh, we have some great songs we can play with birthdays today. But I also share a birthday with Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Happy birthday, Tracy. Happy birthday to Tracy.
Woohoo. And we're not going to guess my age. Let's just skip that.
I know it.
I think you're younger than Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Yes, I
Tom
am.
Tom Brokaw. I know.
I don't know. He's been around for so long. I don't know.
He has been around for a long time.
I want to
And I'm going to shoot. I think I'm going to shoot low with 74.
71.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right.
All right.
So, Bennett have a life hack this morning?
No, he's... he won't even sit still. I don't know what. He's drinking his bottle. Mm-hmm. And then the dogs, of course, have to start fighting.
Because of course they do. Because they know you're on the air. So
it's
that's
7:45. What else do we do?
Exactly. What else do they have to do?
This is actually good. I ran outside and snowblowed, and I'm sure all my neighbors love me. But I have to clear it off before Meg gets home.
Uh-huh.
And he was still sleeping at that point. But so I look up winter hacks and snow blowing hacks. There's actually like theories. This is not my life hack, but there are theories on how to like properly like look at the dimension and size of your driveway and how to snow blow it tactically.
Wow, I didn't know it got that
I didn't
involved.
Know it went into that deep. No. So now this is
I'm
actually
still marveling about the fact that he has to have the driveway cleared before Meg gets home.
My husband
could like maybe take a note here. We just drive over it unless it's really bad.
Does she have
She
him
has
trained
you
or
trained,
what?
Man.
No, I just that's just something I always do. You know what, Tracy? I got up this morning before the show even started. I had a load of laundry in and a load in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I have some mornings where I'm super motivated, too.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
But they're the minority.
Yeah. So using bubble wrap, right? We all love to pop it. It's so mesmerizing. What you can use it for, though, is help trap escaping air. You ever get drafty windows?
Yeah.
Things like that. There are kits, and I didn't know there were until I moved to Pennsylvania, and everyone had them on these windows where it's kind of like this, and then you kind of shrink wrap it a little bit, and it makes it really tight. To kind of those old drafty windows, because that could be costly to sit there and replace them all. So you can actually cut bubble wrap to size, spray a film of water onto the window, and then press that bubble wrap onto the window pane, and there you got it.
You got yourself
winterized windows without buying kits.
Right.
You know, many people don't have two windows in their house, you know, so that can get costly.
All right. Very good.
Well, my life hack comes from a very nice checker at Meijer who listens to the show, and she's like, I have one, you know.
Well, that's
really? It's just fun.
That's cool.
And she was talking about, you know, how your spices can just get out of control in the cabinet. Like, they're everywhere, falling over, spilling onto the, you know, shelf or the turnstile.
I'm familiar with all that.
And she just started, it just hit her one day to actually, there was an empty, one of the, the cardboard display containers that they sell the envelopes of spices in.
Mm-hmm.
And one was sitting there, and you know, she had taken the last spice, and she took that container with her. I mean, they're going to throw it out anyway.
Sure.
And then realized how convenient those are as an organization method in your closet or your pantry or your turnstile to actually, you know, those spice bottles fit perfectly, so you can keep them in there, keep the bottom of your shelf clean, and also keep them organized and upright.
How about that? Mine has to do with, and I am so thankful. I am so thankful that I don't go through these migraines, but a lot of people do have, they suffer from them. And man, I'm not good with any kind of headache. It just makes me sick.
Yeah.
You know, even a little headache just makes me sick. But migraines, oh, they're off the charts. However, if you are experiencing a migraine headache, chug one glass of grape juice, and it will relieve the headache almost instantly.
No kidding.
Really?
Yep. Chugging one glass of grape, which that's the only way I drink grape juice. I chug everything.
What am I talking about?
I chug everything, but I do like chugging grape juice. So it'll relieve migraine headaches almost instantly. And there are our life hacks.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's life hacks. Making life just a bit easier. Does your car sound like this?
Sunny 101.5, 7:54. It's time for another edition of the Odd But True Go Figure. Here he is.
Well, friends are great, and I have to apologize. Bennett ran out of cereal in his high chair, so if you hear some...
crunching?
Well, it's not even crunching. He's like, that means more.
Well, that means more. That okay, yeah. Got it.
So friends are great, right? And this story is just telling you how great they are. Mm-hmm. But this man's journey to try to pull something off, that's our go figure. So a 25-year-old man, big weekend away with friends.
Okay.
Big weekend.
This sounds like trouble.
Like a bachelor party weekend,
oh,
right?
Oh, boy, yeah.
He wakes up to discover, well, his great friends decided to shave off one of his eyebrows as a joke.
Nice man. Friends.
So at first, the man, who goes by the name Guko, laughed at his new appearance.
Oh, that's
just like you know, oh, it's a good joke, guys.
You
okay.
Guys got me.
You guys got me. Yeah,
that's a nice attitude.
You're the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
But then the reality set in because, well, later that week,
yeah,
he had a job interview.
Oh,
man. Explain
so
that.
He actually racked up over 8,000 likes on this thing he put out on social media and piles of comments. One people said, you know, feel like you would have got it if you've shaved and maybe filled in the other one as well, but what do you do? Well, one of his schoolmates had the bright idea. Well, man, you know, simply just draw the other one back on.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
And he conceded that was his best option to land the role at his job at Burger King. So it wasn't even, you know, it was... So hoping the boss, this is the best part, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you look and I saw pictures, you're going, yeah, something's off.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So he goes in there hoping the boss would notice.
Now, I got another option for the eyebrows.
What's that?
You know those funny masks with the glasses and the big nose and they have big eyebrows on it? Cut those off and tape those on your...
So... He turned up to the interview full of confidence. He was sadly turned down for the role, admitting at the time that he simply just couldn't understand why.
Yeah.
Now, he did get some temporary, you know, the temporary eyebrow he drew on and stuff like that. He spent a few weeks trying to grow them back and trying different things. What he came up with.
Mm-hmm.
You brush whatever little hair you can get back in a few weeks because, you know, they take time to grow.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You put some toothpaste in there to make it fuller. That's the best thing. Now, I don't know why he would sit there and go, I got to fix this. What do I do? I also, I'm trying to not have my teeth fall off, you know, fall out of my face. So wait a minute. Why don't I use this toothpaste? That'll make it thicker.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And so, that was a Burger King?
That's almost a life hack. You want fuller eyebrows? No. Use toothpaste.
Right. It was almost a life hack. You know, is that? But that was a Burger King, you said?
Well, that was his big job interview.
I think they're an equal eyebrow employer.
Yeah.
From what I've heard. Yeah.
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.